Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers playing tonight as the Biloxi Beach Chickens getting set to take on the Birmingham Barons. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by one of the newest Shuckers to the roster in Will Childers. Will, thanks much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on, man.
You've had quite the quick rise to AA in your career. Started out last year playing in Carolina, now already up to AA this year. How has that rise been throughout your career? Has it been a wild ride the past 12, 14 months?
Yeah, definitely a little wild ride, man. Last year in the Carolina League, I was coming off my second TJ, so started the year in rehab and pitching in the Carolina League, and now I'm in AA, and it's been pretty fun.
What's that process been like coming back from Tommy John, getting back into game action, and now already being in AA?
Kind of quick, you know, exciting, quick, a process I've enjoyed so far, but definitely a little different going from rehab full-time and obviously being to where I'm at now, but I'm enjoying it.
You're in AA for the first time. What's it been like acclimating to this clubhouse and acclimating to the level?
Nah, man, it's been great. The guys in the clubhouse are awesome. Joe and all the other coaches, Will Schurholz and Paul, the pitching guys have been great as well. So, you know, so far so good. They've been very welcoming, and I knew a lot of guys from spring training, so everything's going pretty smooth so far.
Well, and what's it been like down in the bullpen? Because you have a good mix of guys, whether they're new to the level, there have been some veterans of minor league baseball out there. There's kind of a big collection of group.
No doubt. The bullpen's been awesome. You know, I've obviously only been here for a short time, but just picking those guys' brains down there, is I've already learned a lot, I feel like, just how to handle myself on and off the field. So that's been going good as well.
And you've moved into the bullpen as solely a relief pitcher this year. Last year, you swung a bit between Carolina's rotation and the bullpen. What has that been mindset-wise going into 2024?
Mindset-wise, you know, still pretty similar. You know, just go out there and attack hitters, get ahead, and then put them away. But, you know, definitely the bullpen, I've enjoyed it so far. You know, obviously out of the pen, having shorter stints, just feel like my stuff plays really well out of the pen, and my fastball has been really good out of the pen, so far it's been good.
What's the part you've enjoyed the most about being out of the bullpen?
Probably the camaraderie with the guys. A lot of good bullpen stories, riddles, and jokes, so I'd say that's probably my favorite part so far.
What's the favorite story that's safe for air that you've heard out there?
Good question. Merkel's got some good stories. Just, you know, everybody's kind of telling their heyday stories about college and whatnot, so really just everybody's had some good, funny stories to look back on.
Your heyday in college was quite fun back in the SEC for Georgia. How did playing that SEC schedule and playing SEC opponents help you out coming into pro ball?
Not no doubt. Helped me out a lot. And just, you know, that and seeing some familiar faces around the league that also played in the SEC. And then, you know, we got guys like Shook and Campbell who went to South Carolina. So that was a big rival in college, but it's been cool to see those guys. And it's definitely helped a lot. You know, I learned a lot about how to take care of myself, you know, to be ready for outings and whatnot through school, so that helped a lot coming into here.
Outside of the baseball side of things, on the family side, you still have quite the big connection to the Milwaukee Brewers. Your dad, Matt, made his MLB debut with the Brewers back in 2002. How special is it to be playing for the organization that your dad spent a lot of time in and made his MLB debut in?
Man, it's been very cool. So, you know, even out of high school, I had some draft type and ended up going to Georgia, but all my buddies would ask me, you know, like, what team would you like to get drafted by? And I always thought the Brewers would be cool because my dad played for them and also my uncle. So having the chance to sign with the Brewers out of college has been really cool. It's been awesome.
What was that conversation like with your dad when you told him that you were signing with the Brewers?
Nothing, man. He was there with me. He was with me and my agent, and on the day it happened and I got the call. So it was just a really good moment. I got to share with my family, and he was obviously excited.
How much has it helped you having a father who played professional baseball?
Man, it's helped a lot. Just from a young kid, being around the game, being in clubhouses, you know, from a young age, I had a really strong feeling that's what I wanted to do. And he's always been there to help me and mentor me, and still does to this day with some things. We talk about the game. So just having some insight maybe some other guys didn't have growing up, was super grateful and lucky to have that.
What was that experience like? Because your dad played some in the big leagues, sometime in the minor leagues, also played a bit in Japan as well. What was that like as a kid growing up?
Good question. It was actually really cool. Speaking of bullpen stories, I told some guys last night, I got to live in Japan for a couple months with my mom and sister, so that was a cool experience. And kind of back to what I said earlier, just being around the game, being in the clubhouse, just, it was a really cool spot to be in as a kid growing up to see my dad do that.
What was it like living in Japan? Because your dad pitched for the Rakuten Golden Eagles. That's the same team that Masahiro Tanaka ended up playing for. And that is quite a rabid fan base over there in Japan.
No, yeah, definitely very cool. You know, for them over there, baseball is kind of like football. I remember going to the games. A lot of cheerleaders and whatnot. And then kind of what you said with Tanaka, he was really young. And I vividly remember he had like this blue Nike glove that the whole country was going crazy for before he became a New York Yankee. So that was cool to see him too when he was young in his career.
Did you ever end up with that blue Nike glove when you were over living in Japan?
No, I never did. I got a yellow Mizuno though that stuck out that was Japanese made, so that was pretty cool.
You guys also did a really special thing this morning. You traveled over, did some community engagement at Keesler Air Force Base. How special is that to get to visit the National Cemetery that is over there and get to visit some of the grave sites?
And it was very cool. I'm glad I got to do that this morning. My grandfather served in the National Guard and served in the Desert Storm, so I have a lineage with that and have a lot of respect for those guys and what they do to protect our freedom. And my cousin's also in the Marines, now fresh in the Marines, so having that opportunity to go with my teammates this morning to the cemeteries and place some flags is really, really cool.
How special was it to do it as well, not only going over to do that, but to do it on Memorial Day weekend?
No, man, it was awesome. That made it even better, you know, just to pay our respects to those who have fallen and those who still continually serve. So to be able to do that on Memorial Day weekend definitely held a special place in my heart.
Shacker's playing as the Beach Chickens tonight. Your thoughts on the Beach Chickens uniforms and hats?
Man, big fan of the unis and hats, and it seems like a lot of the other guys in the clubhouse are too. So I think we got a lot of excitement to play in the Beach Chicken unis tonight.
Will, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Nah, man, thank you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shuckers and Barons coming up next.